Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when people are looking ahead to the elections. And I say elections plural because, of course, there are elections all over the country. There are elections taking place tomorrow night in major states like New York and Illinois. And then, of course, in November, we have the midterm elections for governorships, for one-third of the members of the U.S. Senate, for all of the members of the U.S. House, and this in the midst of a huge raging controversy about what? Well, about abortion and about the Dobbs decision that was handed down by the Supreme Court. There's lots of speculation about Democrats hoping to use this decision to mobilize their dispirited base, and I wanted to speak about that a little bit, not the substance of the decision, but the political impact of it, with Jonathan Allen of NBC News. He is a number one New York Times best-selling author of the book Lucky, about how President Biden managed to actually win the election, and he did, in 2020. And Jonathan is also the winner of Dirksen and Hume Awards and senior politics reporter, as said, at NBC. Jonathan, enough news breaking for you the last couple of days?
Too much. Too much, Michael.
And not all of it bad. I mean, both parties had reasons to feel encouraged about the compromise gun bill that was passed, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's, you know, I think what the left would look at is as pretty incremental, and what the right would look at is as much as could be done by Congress without without infringing more on the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and again, despite one of the things that it shows is for Republicans that a lot of people portray Republicans, particularly on this abortion issue, as way out of the mainstream. And here they were responding to what obviously the majority of Americans wanted to see, which is more attention to red flag laws and to common sense steps for dealing with mental illness and school security.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see if there are challenges. You know, this if this becomes law, goes to the courts, people sue over various aspects of it. What the federal courts, what the Supreme Court would say about this particular law. But you know, from the standpoint of Congress acting in bipartisan fashion, you're seeing it for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. Okay. So abortion. Right now, there is some talk, though it's not deafening, it's of Republicans going forward to try to win enough support in Congress to ban abortion on a nationwide basis. So you don't have one size fits all, again, that federally, doing that constitutionally. It would be interesting, but very, very dim possibilities of that. The Democrats are putting forward in Vermont and California are both going to have referendums on the ballot this year in November about basically completely opening up the opportunity for abortions and helping to support other states that may have more skeptical views. Do you think this is going to have a major impact on the election in 2022?
You know, it's hard to predict. What I do know is that both sides are going to use the decision and all of the various state-level decisions to raise money. We're already seeing that. And both sides are going to try to fire up their bases over it. You know, this is an issue that has been you know, a hot button political issue for my entire life, certainly at least since 1973, surely for some people before that. And so I'm not sure how many votes move one way or the other. And I guess the question is, does one side or the other get, an energy bounce? Typically, you would think that the side that lost the fight at the Supreme Court would have a little bit more motivation to go to the polls afterwards than the side that won. But I think, the political institutions, meaning elected officials and party committees and super PACs, are going to make darn sure that everybody who has a stake in that fight believes that that fight is still going.
Well,
the short answer to your question is I don't think it's going to have a major impact. Could it affect a couple of House elections? Could it affect a Senate election or two? Absolutely. I do not think this is something that's going to upend the trajectory of an election that is being held against the backdrop of a wide number of issues, many of which have not been, at the forefront of voters' minds for as long as the abortion issue has been.
Yeah, and what about that? The Republicans seem to be, and they're quite candid about it, saying that people are not going to be voting yes or no on the abortion issue. They're going to be voting on $5 gas, and they're going to be voting on 9% inflation, and the basic everyday kitchen table hardships that most people, Republican, Democrat, Independent, most people are struggling with.
Well, I think that's both prediction and persuasion in one message. I think they also would like people to focus on inflation and economic troubles that Biden's having. And so it is both, I think what they believe, but also what they hope happens.
And I know one of the things that Kevin Williamson wrote a piece today in National Review saying he doesn't think the election is going to have that much impact, because the idea that Democrats are going to get fired up that because California is going to have a new constitutional amendment protecting abortion. Abortion hasn't been threatened in California at all. I mean, the quote right to abortion is I mean, given the California voting, where like 80% of the electorate seems to support an almost unlimited right to abortion, but that for other people in other states, that the fact that there was such a resounding rejection of liberal arguments about the Constitution concerning this issue, there was some suggestion that this might depress turnout, might make people on the Democratic side of things less likely to come off because you've just lost a big one. Do you think that's a potential factor?
I think the vast majority of voters are not going to read the specifics of the arguments. I do think there's a risk for the Democrats in the base having expectations for action by the Biden administration, by Democratic leaders in Congress, that are unrealistic. And it's possible that they will become somewhat disaffected by watching their own leaders fail to, in the case of Biden, take executive actions that that create protections for abortion services, or the Congress fail to act, fail to defeat the filibuster in order to act in the Senate. You spoke a moment ago about, on the Republican side, a desire to pass a national abortion ban. Democrats would like to pass national law protecting abortion. And in both cases, unless there was some sort of realignment of the political cosmos, you would have to eliminate the filibuster to do that first. Democrats have been antsy to do it at the sort of popular level among their voters, but they don't have the votes to do that in the Senate, and neither do I think Republicans would have the votes to do that in the Senate should they take control of the majority next year.
So lots of hysteria and lots of unpredictability. Do you still think things generally are leaning Republican?
I do.
Okay. Jonathan Allen of NBC, his book is terrific reading. His book about how Joe Biden barely won the election, he says. The book is called Lucky. We are lucky to be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Michael Medved Show, this email came in from Simi Valley, California, and it's from Christian, and he says, "You always bring up those polls that say most Americans think our country is headed in the wrong direction." By the way, that's just not a few polls. That's all of them. I mean, there are no current polls that are reputable at all, and that's about 30 that are registered on Real Clear Politics. They all show that by overwhelming margins, people think we're headed in the right directions. Okay, so he asks, You always bring up those polls that say that most Americans think our country is headed in the wrong direction. What I don't ever hear is a poll saying why people think it's headed in the wrong direction and what direction they actually want to see it go. Are those things too hard to poll for some reason? No, the reason people are dissatisfied with the country have to do with mostly the economy, particularly the price of gas, the inflation generally, the idea, if they hear in the news all the time, about the prospect of a coming recession, and then crime. And crime is a huge factor, and it's not just in Chicago, and it's not just in a handful of cities. It's everywhere. I mean, in San Francisco, they had an earthquake election with Chesa Boudin being voted out as the district attorney. So generally, people are not sure what direction they want to go, but they don't like this. How about this? The direction they want to go is less crime, less inflation, more prosperity, more money in your 401k account, basic American dream kinds of things. And the American people don't really know how you get there, but they know when you're feeling bad about badly about where you are at any given moment. And there's this, which I think reflects the American people feeling badly about the way the country's being governed, with Democrats in control of the House and the Senate and the White House. Headline at Associated Press. This is not a conservative publication. Associated Press writes, a political shift is beginning to take hold across the U.S. as tens of thousands of suburban swing voters who helped fuel the Democratic Party's gains in recent years are becoming Republicans. More than 1 million voters across 43 states have switched to the Republican Party over the last year, according to voter registration data analyzed by Associated Press. The previously unreported number reflects a phenomenon that's playing out in virtually every region of the country, Democratic and Republican states, along with cities and small towns, in the period ever since President Joe Biden replaced former President Donald Trump. But nowhere is the shift more pronounced and more dangerous for Democrats than in the suburbs, where well-educated swing voters who turned against Trump's Republican Party in recent years appear to be swinging back now after Trump's departure. Over the last year, far more people are switching to the GOP across suburban counties from Denver to Atlanta and Pittsburgh and Cleveland, all swing states, by the way. Republicans are also gaining ground in counties around medium-sized cities such as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Raleigh, North Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, and Des Moines in Iowa. It's more so a rejection of the left than embracing the right, said Ben Smith, the 37-year-old professional counselor whose transition away from the Democratic Party began 5 or 6 years ago when he registered as a libertarian. While switching parties is not uncommon, the data show a definite reversal from the period while Trump was in office, when Democrats enjoyed the edge in the number of party switchers nationwide. But over the last year, roughly two-thirds of the 1.7 million voters who changed their party affiliation shifted to the Republican Party. In all, more than 1 million people became Republicans, compared to about 630,000 who became Democrats. Still, the details about party switchers present a dire warning for Democrats who are already concerned about the macro effects shaping the political landscape this fall. Roughly 4 months before Election Day, reports the Associated Press, Democrats have no clear strategy to address Biden's weak popularity and voters' overwhelming fear that the country is headed in the wrong direction with their party in charge. And while Republicans have offered few policy solutions of their own, the GOP has been working effectively to capitalize on the Democrats' shortcomings. The Democratic National Committee declined to comment when asked about the recent surge in voters shifting to the GOP. Now, they acknowledge in this analysis that some of what happened here is that in certain states, and by the way, this is going on in Wyoming right now, which is not a swing state, very Republican state, is in certain swing states, people have been moving into the Republican column, changing their registration, so they can vote against Trump. Now, how do they do that? If you're in a state where there is a clear Trump-favored candidate, say the state of Ohio, and you wanted to vote for somebody instead of J.D. Vance, who was the Trump candidate in Ohio, or you wanted to vote against Dr. Oz, who was the Trump candidate in Pennsylvania, then if you switch to the Republican side, you could do that vote. But they say it. That's a very minor factor. That's not a major factor in terms of why people are switching over to the Republican Party. It's just a basic assumption that the Democrats have done a piss-poor, you'll pardon the expression, job of running the country. I mean, what are the big triumphs for the Biden administration? There's a common-sense gun bill. That was good. But that was bipartisan. Mitch McConnell backed that. There's another piece at on the Washington Post and by Michael Shearer. And it says, after 14 months of the Biden administration, despite unified Democratic control of the House, Senate, and White House, none of that has passed into law. At the same time, the conservative rebellion birthed in response to Roosevelt's legacy notched major public policy victories in the courts and in states all across the country. The conservative Supreme Court's landmark victories this week on abortion and guns capped a long series of victories on the right, especially in 23 states, including giants like Texas and Florida, where the conservatives control all branches of electoral government. Republicans have expanded school choice. They've reshaped school curricula. They've curbed voting access, lowered taxes, and launched a new wave of culture wars, they say here, against gay, lesbian, and transgender Americans. By the way, what is the deal with the pride parades now all being obsessed with abortion? Wouldn't the abortion rate, I mean, be just incredibly low among people who are marching in the pride parade among gays and lesbians? Because I know, there are some lesbians who get pregnant. But it's still impossible, no matter how you interpret it, for someone who has the plumbing of a man to bear a baby, which means you don't have the glorious opportunity of an abortion. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday sides with high school football coach Joe Kennedy in a First Amendment case about prayer at the 50-yard line. In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court saying the public school district violated the coach's free speech and exercise rights when it barred him from praying on the field after games. Kennedy shares his reaction to the ruling.
I just can't stop smiling and, you know, thank God and thank everybody that supported me. And I found out that I'm not insane. It's absolutely true of all the facts of the case. And it just feels good to know that the First Amendment is alive and well.
the court adding, it is clear that a brief, quiet moment of prayer should be protected. Talks about reviving the Iran nuclear deal are set to continue this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, another email that came in from Jeffrey in Tacoma, Washington. And he writes, the right to control your own body and your bodily autonomy cannot be allowed to vary state by state. Okay, proclamation. Just an intervention for a question, and then we'll continue. But the right to control your own body and your bodily autonomy cannot be allowed to vary state by state. What about drug laws? I mean, there are very different drug laws which have to do with your bodily autonomy and controlling your own body and what you put into your system. There are states where marijuana, for instance, is fully legal and a booming business. And there are other states where, no, it's not. It's illegal. Are you saying that it is necessary for every state to regulate everything in exactly the same way? That's to deny the virtues of federalism. The idea of having different states functioning as Senator La Follette once described them as living laboratories of democracy. In any event, he goes on. As you are hinting, and Justice Thomas made plain, other issues like marriage equality, interracial marriage, and birth control were all handled on the state level prior to the Supreme Court upholding those rights, which are all now in question. I disagree with that, but we'll get to that. Worse, having thrown away any respect for precedent, and let us not forget that Roe has been upheld by conservative justices for 50 years, not just liberals. In a few years, as the court comes back to representing the people of this country, what will prevent actual constitutional jurists from throwing out these far-right decisions the moment they have a majority? The Trump-appointed justices have made it clear they are happy being politicians. You should expect the same now from actual constitutionalists. Okay. By the way, there are some examples like that where the court has flipped back and forth. There was, in the 1970s, a court decision that ruled out the death penalty based on the Eighth Amendment against cruel and unusual punishment. And all of a sudden, it spared people because that was the Supreme Court decision like Sirhan Sirhan, who is fortunately still in prison where he belongs. When I say unfortunately, he's fortunately in prison, but he's unfortunately alive. The point about that was that that lasted for about 3 years, and then the court came back and said, never mind, this was a stupid mistake, and they redid it. And obviously it was a stupid mistake, because they even referred to the crime of treason in the Constitution. It's in the wording of the Constitution. It's a capital crime. And how do you eliminate a death penalty based on the Constitution? If the Constitution specifies something as a capital crime, you can't do it. And here is the point that I would basically ask you about, Jeffrey. And you can call if you want, by the way. Anyone can. 1-800-955-1776. This is the crucial point. Is why should crucial decisions about government policy be made by judges rather than people that we actually elect to make those decisions? What is it about the issue of abortion that means it has to be decided by the Supreme Court at all? Where is there a suggestion that that should be the case? How is that part of the Supreme Court's job? Especially when you're talking about some of the aspects of Roe that are really embarrassing, frankly, the fact that they are trying to divide the treatment of abortion into first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. Okay, based on what exactly? Because the one thing that was very, very clear in Justice Alito's decision was we want to get out of this. We shouldn't be in this job. Because our job is to determine what the law is. And here they're talking about what the law should be. And you may have very strong feelings about that. But if you do exactly what they were doing in 1973 before Roe, which is going state by state by state by state and legalizing abortion. And, you know, frankly, if they had done that, they would have, first of all, had more moderate abortion bills that basically perhaps permitted abortion during the first trimester, which is what people thought originally that Roe was doing, the New York Times headline that I mentioned. But why should it be that you're waiting for somebody else to a real constitutionalist? And what would that real constitutionalist, who you believe would authorize access to abortion, what is that based on? Other than your feeling of what the law should be. And there is nothing in the Constitution anywhere to hint that that is a judicial function. And again, if anybody would like to tell me what you have found that is more convincing than the emanation of a penumbra of a right to privacy that was established by the Griswold case, be glad to take your call. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was actually very smart on this, and he talked about what this decision by the court that has provoked so much controversy really, really meant. This is Leader McConnell, clip 4.
With regard to the abortion issue, what the court did in effect was return this very controversial issue to the people and their representatives, so that it can be decided through the democratic process. Now, that's almost entirely likely to occur at the state level, and let me tell you why. In the Senate, most things require 60 votes, not just 51. Neither side of this issue has come anywhere close to having 60 votes. So I think this is likely to all be litigated out, dealt with in the various states around the country through the democratic process.
And then he talks about the same analogy that Justice Alito used in his decision. The analogy of the evil Plessy versus Ferguson case of 1896, which said that separate but equal was equal, that authorized segregation. Listen, this is clip three.
Precedent is important. It is important. But sometimes precedent is wrong. So let me give you a classic example of someone that involved a Supreme Court justice from Kentucky. The case was Plessy versus Ferguson. The case in 1896 upheld racial segregation on rail cars, which is the way people moved around then. There was one dissent in that case. The dissenter was John Marshall Harlan from Kentucky, who went to Center College, was appointed to the Supreme Court by Rutherford B. Hayes in 1877 and served until 1911. And John Marshall Harlan said that was a violation of the 14th Amendment and also a violation of a civil rights bill that had been passed by the Congress that was largely ignored. 58 years later, the Supreme Court in Brown versus Board of Education basically adopted Harlan's dissenting opinion, and it became 9-0 the law of the land, bringing down racial segregation in public education. So I raise that just to make the point that precedent is important, but sometimes the precedent is outdated or wrong.
And that's exactly the argument about Roe. So what about the push to add members to the Supreme Court? Court packing. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, the term court packing, when it is used, usually refers to one of the worst moments in Franklin Delano Roosevelt's illustrious career as a candidate, as President of the United States, as a party leader. I mean, he was elected to 4 terms, all by landslides. So you got to give him credit for some of his political instincts. But part of what happened with Franklin Roosevelt was that a number of his most ambitious New Deal programs were violating the protections of basically the free enterprise system, the free market system, that were pretty clearly directed at the Constitution, in the Constitution. In Article 1 of the Constitution, which is all about the legislature, it was about the Senate and the House, they have 8 different sections that are about economic matters that they're involved with, and a lot of them do have to do with protecting the ability to conduct business, to hold private property, the respect for private property, limiting basically the power of government. And FDR, particularly with the NRA at the time, no, it had nothing to do with guns. The NRA at the time was the National Recovery Act, and it was a very broad act of trying to regulate business to help us get out of the Depression. It didn't work very well, and then it was declared unconstitutional. And all of this story is very well told in a fine book by Amity Schles, who's a friend of the show, called The Forgotten Man, which is about how free marketeers battled against Roosevelt, and their main aid was a very distinguished Supreme Court that included Justice Brandeis and Justice Cardozo and many more who were luminaries. And Roosevelt was so ticked off that he had the idea that he was going to appoint some new judges to the Supreme Court. All he had to do was get the Congress to approve it. And Congress at the time was almost 3/4 Democratic, both houses. So he started the court packing scheme. And then it collapsed. And basically, he didn't get the support of members of his own party, particularly Southern Democrats. And it didn't happen. We had 9 justices. President Roosevelt derided them as the 9 old men. Well, the 9 old men stayed in place. And eventually, he started winning more victories from the Supreme Court. And the court packing went away. He once said that sometimes I'm my own worst enemy about the court packing. And Senator Kerr said to him at a meeting of the White House, that's not true, Mr. President, not as long as I'm alive. In any event, the Stacey Abrams, who wants to be governor of Georgia. I think she is very likely to lose, but she is talking about adding members to the Supreme Court, just like Roosevelt did. But presumably, I think she hopes for more success. Stacey Abrams, 13.
There are a lot of progressives, as you know, who are calling on President Biden to expand the size of the Supreme Court. Do you think Biden should do that?
I know how the law works, and it is not up to President Biden. This is a choice that has to be made by our both executive and legislative branch. But I do think that we have to recognize there's nothing sacrosanct about 9 members in the United States Supreme Court. But that is a long-term question. What we have to focus on right now is the danger that this Dobbs decision presents to women in the state of Georgia and across the country. As someone who is pro-choice and proudly pro-choice, I believe that we need leaders right now who are willing to defend who we are and defend the women under our care. We have to be we have to be deeply concerned about what is happening to our LGBTQ community, to people of color, especially black women, who face the highest rates of maternal mortality in the nation, and that is it's exacerbated in the state of Georgia. I believe that we need to do more, and I want the president to do more. I want our Congress to do more, but we've got to recognize that the stage that we're in right now, it is left to the states.
Okay, basically, you know, she dodged. She doesn't want to be associated with a court-packing plan that will go nowhere. And this, by the way, is one of the reasons it's so important to have a filibuster. Because otherwise they could do something like that with 51 votes in the Senate. And a majority vote in the House, and a president signs a bill, and bingo, you've changed the Supreme Court forever. And not for the better, because it would be so obviously a political move. And Bill Maher, who is so sharp and funny on a lot of what is going on, is talking about more and more people of color, particularly Latinos, turning toward Republican Party ideas and affiliation. And he had this to say about why. This is 15A.
Point being, you need a good representative in court, which made me think, where else does that term representative come up? Oh, yeah, Congress. Last week, an 85% Latino congressional district on the border with Mexico, which had always voted heavily Democratic, flipped to the red team. And the campaign manager for the losing Democrat said, "We gave up a reliably Democratic congressional seat for no reason at all. We deserve to know why." Well, aside from your terrible attitude, I'm going to tell you why. Because these voters stopped seeing your candidate as their lawyer. That's why. Their message to you was, "I'm an American now. I'm here. Be my lawyer, not the lawyer for the migrants showing up in my backyard." Every month I see a new poll reporting how much Latinos despise the woke term Latinx. It's about as popular with them as a reboot of Speedy Gonzales.
And then there's another Latina who has been losing steam. Listen, B.
Even the country's oldest Latino civil rights group came out against it, yet AOC keeps defending it, saying gender is fluid, language is fluid. Yes, and Latino voters are fluid. And more of them now than ever are identifying as Republican. So are Asian Americans, whose support for Democrats is down 16 points since the last election. A lot of that is because, in the name of achieving equity in schools, Democrats in deep blue cities have made it a mission to eliminate the advanced programs at which Asian kids excel. Asian parents said, "Okay, I wish all kids well, not a racist, but I need someone who acts like my lawyer. If you're a parent and wanted schools to reopen a lot sooner than they did after COVID shutdowns, or think maybe your kid is getting a bad education partly because it's nearly impossible to fire a lousy teacher, yeah, you're going to say, congratulations, teachers, you got yourself a good lawyer. The Democratic Party's always got your back, 100%. But I've noticed my kid is kind of an idiot."
Okay, this continues, and one of those brilliant figures who we would like to see in our scientific training is played by Chris Hemsworth in a new movie. It's got some star power and some decent acting, but should you see Spiderhead? It's streaming on Netflix. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Joseph Kosinski, who directed the wildly successful Top Gun Maverick, has released a dark new science fiction film about a future prison where inmates volunteer as medical subjects to test new drugs that can alter their consciousness. It's called Spiderhead, and it's now streaming on Netflix.
They've been testing you up and down, a lot weirder stuff than usual. We're making the world a better place.
That's Chris Hemsworth as an obsessed and diabolical experimenter who uses Miles Teller and Journey Smollett as his favorite guinea pigs. But the real stars of the movie are the make-believe drugs that can instill either uncontrollable lust, euphoria, or suicidal terror. It's an intriguing premise, and Hemsworth makes a magnetic villain, but the plot surprises are too predictable, and the chase scenes are too pedestrian. Rated a hard R for graphic violence and sexuality, 2 stars for Spiderhead, both disturbing and disappointing. And on the Michael Medved Show, a disappointing report from abroad about the respect for the U.S. Amidst deepening divisions, the USA is no longer seen as a beacon of light around the world. Is this true? Is there anything we can do about it? We'll talk about it tomorrow on the Medved Show. And the Lonely Chief. Yeah, you're allowed to say chief. The Chief Justice, how John Roberts lost control of the court. And we will also talk about a groundbreaking Iranian rocket launch. And the rocket, named after a magical horse. What kind of horse? Well, it belonged to Muhammad's grandson. We will get to that and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.